Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Jeanette Abney, and I want to, again, thank you for joining me here at Precious Predicaments for another exciting episode here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. As you guys always know that I say, I want to thank my Heavenly Father for waking me up this morning, because He did. I also want to ask the listeners that know my cousin to please keep my cousin in prayer as he is going through some things, and he definitely needs a spiritual healing. Now, today's topic has to do with understanding complicated relationships. Now, when we talk about a complicated relationship, a lot of times individuals may not even realize that they are in a complicated relationship. And when we start talking about just relationships in general, do many of us even have a concept or an idea of what it takes to even be in a relationship, or even identifying what type of relationship you're even in? A lot of times I hear people say, that's my baby mama, that's my baby daddy, or that's my boo, or I love her, or, you know, I love him, and things of that nature. But I've done a lot of shows when it comes to relationships, and one of the reasons being is because as a licensed therapist, I find that a lot of individuals get themselves in trouble and get themselves hooked up and linked up with people, and then later realize, who the hell are you, or why am I wasting my time? So today we're going to be talking about the complications. We're going to be talking about different things to gain a better understanding, and not only gaining a better understanding, but also trying to find out if this relationship is worth saving, if I need to be saved, or, you know, whatever the situation may be. So if you believe that you are in a complicated relationship, or you know someone that's in a complicated relationship and you want to talk about it, give me a call, 516-387-1914. I see that my boards are blowing up. Let me log on this first caller. Hi, this is Jeanette Abney. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Thank you for joining me again. We had so much fun last week. I wanted you to join me with this conversation. And a lot of times, because when it comes to a relationship, why do things become so complicated? Is it the relationship that most individuals struggle with, or is it the individual that you're in a relationship with? Or perhaps could it just be you, or maybe your behavior? Now, we know that relationships can become complicated for a lot of reasons, and what once appeared to have been a perfect match, people having a good time, a loving marriage, a loving relationship, can turn into a problem within no time. And in some cases, when we're talking about a relationship and we're talking about what happened, a lot of us are left scratching our heads trying to figure out, what did we do, or where did we go wrong? Now, we also, in some relationships, it can become complicated because it can be one-sided, where one person may want to hold on to the other relationship, or the other person might want to stop the relationship or say, you know what, I can't do this anymore. Now, trauma, those are things that can become complicated, because even though we know it's very difficult to understand another person, when we sometimes don't understand ourselves, so these are some of the things we're going to be talking about. Now, caller, why was this topic interesting to you?
Oh, one, honey, the representative is a mug. Baby, you meet some of these people, baby, you is me, the representative, honey.
You sounded muffled. I don't know if you're on the radio or if you're just on your phone. But your sound
Okay, is that better?
That's much better.
Okay.
Okay, now what were you saying?
First of all, meeting the representative. A lot of the relationships that you come across, you are meeting the representative and the actual person that they out and checked out for 2.5 seconds of their life, honey, trying to get you and reel you in. Once they don't reel you in, honey, you don't realize got you to, you in a relationship with a master murderer of your of heart, saying it. These folks right here, I don't know what's wrong with half these men, baby, and half these women too. I gotta talk about the girls too, because some of my boys be talking about their girlfriends, and I'm like, but was she sweet at one time? What had happened?
Mm-hmm.
Girl, he thought he was dealing with Keisha. As a matter of fact, he was dealing with Bonnie Quisha. Baby, I'm telling you. Meeting the representatives is a mug, honey. I'm telling you, baby. You think you mean Suave, and he done Suave'd you out your heart. Honey, you
well, right. You know, it's interesting you know, it's interesting you say that, because I am a licensed therapist, and a lot of times individuals come to me for a lot of different types of relationships. And even being in relationships myself, I've met individuals, and, you know, and I think Joe Osteen said it best. And one of the things that Joe Osteen said is, when you meet a person, they first tell you what they think you want to hear, then they'll tell you what's going to make them look or sound good, and then they'll get to the truth. A lot of times people don't always come in and tell you a lot of things. And then I like Creflo Dollar, because he did this thing where he talked about, we got to learn how to start asking them some tough questions. Because a lot of times we go into things with unrealistic expectations about people, and nobody's perfect. No relationship is perfect. But the bottom line is, when things become so complicated that you lose touch and reality of who you are, then we have a problem. Now, I got some information, and it talks about 10 signs you're in a complicated relationship. And I got this information off the Internet, and sometimes the Internet could be a very valuable source when we're talking about things. Now, if you want to find this information, it's called iDiva.com. And, again, it says 10 signs you're in a complicated relationship. It says, does everything seem complicated these days, especially your relationship? Not sure exactly where your relationship is headed? These are some good giveaway signs that you are in a complicated relationship. And listener, we're going to find some of these things to be very, very, very interesting and very intriguing. Now, let's see. I want you to guess, what is one of the signs that you think, caller? What do you think one of the signs may be?
Crazy.
Would you say so? In other words, if you see that they're crazy when you go in, but you know what? I'm gonna tell you. I've learned that some people think they like crazy. Some people think that crazy
some people
is
are.
Just what
they're attracted to crazy.
It's attractive, or he's not jealous all the time, just sometimes. You know, I'm like, that's a problem. Now, you know, every time
I've learned that whatever they show you, you multiply times 10, because that's exactly who they are.
Well, Maya Angelou said, when a person tell you who they are or show you who they are, please believe them. And a lot of times we try to give people the benefit of the doubt, and sometimes we think we can change people. This is one of the things that it indicates in regards. I'm gonna skip all the way over to five and haven't even found number one. I'm just a clicking, 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 clicking. So let me get to the first thing that they talk about in regards to 10 different ways of knowing. Sex between friends, meaning, first of all, friends with benefits. You really wouldn't call him your boyfriend or girlfriend because there's nothing relationship-y about the situation. What do you think about that? That you know you're in a complicated relationship when the person doesn't even identify you as their boyfriend or girlfriend or kind of having a one-night stand. What do you think about that? You think that could be complicated? When you don't even know what type of relationship
most definitely.
You're in?
Most definitely.
And I think that gets a lot of people in trouble, too. You know, when they talk about friends with benefits, you know, because one minute you're that person's friend, and the next minute you're that person's bedmate, and, you know, that causes a lot of problems and a lot of confusion because people are not always honest. And sometimes people get hooked up with individuals that are emotionally or just unavailable. Another thing that they talk about in regards to that is when you know that you're in a complicated relationship. And it talks about because social media says so. Have you ever looked at a person's Facebook status and noticed that it said complicated? Have you ever seen that before?
Yes, Annie.
Now, when I saw that, the first thing came to my mind was, what do you mean it's complicated? complicated. I was like, are you in a relationship? Are you not in a relationship? Are you married? What do you mean it's complicated? What's so complicated about that? Now, if your status on social media sites proclaim the C word, it could mean that it's also a F word. They talk about the buddy, but rather not declare that that person or declare what your status is. And the problem is when individuals start just settling or engaging in that type of relationship, sometimes they set themselves up for stuff like that. Because why would you even want to be involved with someone that is saying my relationship is complicated? The next one it talks about is your close friends or loved ones haven't met the person. If you don't know each other's friends, let alone their families, when you do happen to meet them or run into their acquaintance, they introduce you as, you know, this is so-and-so or so-and-so, and that ain't even your name, that's a complicated relationship. You know, I had a situation, I got to tell myself, I had a situation when I took someone over to my family's house, and Maddie kept teasing me, talking about my Maddie. You know, when I was introduced to someone, I said, who is my Maddie, you know? Another one is you're always meeting in a secret place. Now, when you're meeting someone in a secret place, as though at least one of you is ashamed about the other or in denial about the fact that you're together, that can be a problem. What do you think about that? If somebody don't want to take you nowhere, you always got to meet in a secret place.
And that's a problem. Because 9 times out of 10, these fools either be married or they're in relationships. Or some baby mama with crazies around the corner.
Correct. Another one it says is no PDA, meaning when you do happen to be together in a public space, you could pass off as two strangers or mere acquaintances, meaning there's no spark. That person kind of separates themselves from you, distances themselves because they don't want nobody to even know that y'all even know each other. Now, that's another one. You know, it's like, okay, well, we sit here, we go places, and you acting like you don't even know me. I'm going to say it was funny because I'm going to go political on you guys. When we saw on the news when Donald Trump was getting on his plane and he was distanced from his wife and he was like walking, I think she was either walking ahead of him or he was walking ahead of her, I was like, wow. You know, that's not showing that somebody is together. And that is just one of the signs, another tell-given signs that there could be some problems or that the relationship is complicated. What are some of the things you want to throw out there? Because you know I'm having technical difficulties. I'm just clicking, and can't even find what the world I'm clicking. Let's throw some other things out there that may be some other signs.
Well, for one, I guess I can only talk from experience. For one, if that person is not texting you first thing in the morning, you're not the first thing on their mind. They're not texting you, good morning, hello, I hope you have a beautiful day today. Or checking up on you, trying to see, you know, how are you doing, you know, making sure that you're okay and they're not genuinely concerned, you might as well X them out. Because that means they have other things on their mind. Either it's another relationship, it's another person, or maybe they feel like their job is more important. But whichever one it is, it's telltale signs of relationship. For instance, baby daddy, honey, no. I should have ran, hauled all kinds of ass. Because, baby, no, ma'am. Baby, I don't know what I was thinking. I woke up one day and was like, ooh, honey, I'd have been hit by a bus because I had to be crazy. I had to be lame, blinded, dumb, and crazy to be with that fool. But, I mean, it happens. We all play the fool sometime in our life, some point, somewhere, honey. But, baby, had I known that fool was stone cold cuckoo crazy then at that time, and I know it had been some signs I missed, because once his family got to talking about how crazy this child was, honey, I left. I left a little too late, honey. I left after I found out I was pregnant. But, honey, when I tell you, if that person does not place you as a top priority right along with themselves, then you might as well X that out. If that person does not love themselves first, you definitely get that out. Because if you ain't got love for you, you sure ain't got none for me.
And that is true. And you know what? And I want to say something in regards. I want to piggyback on what you were saying about the texting and the calling. Because sometimes it can be a tad bit too much to where they can be calling you too much, texting you too much, And that can also make it kind of complicated, too, because you're kind of wondering if this person is needy, because I'm going to go into some of the personality types of individuals that can also complicate in a relationship. And it's interesting that you were talking about that in regards to the guy being cuckoo. I remember when my son's father, when he first knocked on my door, my best friend was there, and she was at the door. I think she opened the door. She said, "Jeanette, that man is the devil." And I'm sitting up there, and I ignored all the signs, And I hate to tell her sometimes because she'll talk to me, and I'll be like, "You know you was right. You know you was right." But she warned me. She literally warned me. Now, another sign is there's no future talk. This complicated story could be well stuck in the past. It isn't really the best thing about the present. But it's obvious if you and your significant other is not talking about your future or your relationship together, that can really complicate the relationship and make you kind of wonder if this is a one-sided relationship. Another thing that it goes into, and I'm about to leave this one alone because this is just picking me all over the place and it's not giving me what I want. Another thing that makes the relationship complicated is the person is not respecting you. And you mentioned something about a person, if they don't love themselves, how can they love you? And that's very important and a good thing to ask yourself and ask that question to yourself. How can you love me if you don't love yourself? I always talk about, and you know, we got this new buzzword term, we talk about codependency. And a lot of times individuals don't realize what that means. But that is something that we're finding that a lot of individuals are basically codependent. It's funny, I just got a text message from a person I've been trying to get to call in on the radio. So I'm going to tell you, Teddy, did you just see that you are finally able to listen? You need to call in. So I'm going to say, if you want to call in and you want to join us on the show, give me a call at 516-387-1914, because I've been trying to get this young lady to call in on the radio for a while, and she has not called. So I'm just putting it out there right now. I am waiting on your phone call. So, I put her on blast because I've been waiting on her to call in for over a year, and she haven't called in yet. So I just put her on blast. At least I didn't dial the number for her. So, now, I want to get some give you guys some information in regards to eight complicated relationship types that you should always avoid. And that's one of the things that we're talking about right now, is a lot of times we get caught up in situations and we do like my mother used to always say, I don't like her. But by the time we say that, the person already pregnant or you pregnant. Now, when we talk about avoiding certain type of relationships, it indicates most people have awkward or unpleasant relationship experiences throughout their years in the dating field. And many of us now, I mean, like I tell people, some of the mistakes I made in my 20s, I didn't know no better. When I was a teenager, I wasn't really paying people attention, and I should have. My 30s, I made some mistakes. 40s, I kind of slowed down. 50s, I'm like, heck no, I'm not doing that no more. Now, when we start talking about these and we talk about the years of the dating field, the good news is just because somebody else did it doesn't mean that you have to follow their footsteps, because many of us modeled our siblings, we modeled our parents, we dated people that was either like our fathers, our uncles, men find people like their mothers. But one of the things we always say, know better, we do better. Now, I'm going to give you guys some information as it relates to eight complicated relationship types that you want to avoid at any cost. And I indicated this one in the beginning. Oh, she just told me you wrong. I'm laughing my butt off. You need to call in. The first one is friends with benefits. This is a complicated relationship in which most people in college had a brilliant opinion about. You know, when we talk about friends with benefits, I'm going to ask you, caller, what do you think that means, a friends with benefits? And this, because this is really what we need to avoid, because there's no commitment, there's no terms of a relationship, there's no rules. What do you think about these friends with benefits? Hello? I know you're still there.
Or the new caller.
No, the new caller ain't on yet. I'm about to stick around right now. What do you think about the benefit?
Girl, that don't work. That don't even work. Because you might be friends with benefits, and he got 15 other friends with benefits, and this thing, you know, you contracted all the other benefits. Baby, having AIDS is not beneficial. Having STDs is not beneficial, honey. If you can't give me something better than that, you can keep it kicking. Don't nobody have time for that. No, ma'am.
Let me add on a caller. How are you doing, caller?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Miss Abney?
I've been waiting on you to call for the longest. So, it was so funny. She said, you threw her up under the bus, and you go send me a text about you so wrong. Yes, I am wrong. I'm always wrong. I'm okay with wrong.
But God loves you, and so do I.
My mother used to tell me no. I used to be like, I don't like no. She said no is the answer, just like yes. I could be so wrong, I'll make myself right. I'm so wrong, I'm going to convince it myself. This is what I wanted to do. So the next one we're talking about today's topic has to do with understanding complicated relationships and some of the things that people need to avoid. Now, the first one we talked about was friends with benefits. And I hope some gentlemen calling on the line, too, because I want to get a male's perspective, too, on what they think about some of these topics that they use or indicate when they talk about what complicates things. The next one is the secret relationships, meaning there are many reasons for having secret relationships, and none of them are good ones. Perhaps you're dating outside your race and your family is unaccepting of your interracial relationship. And more reasons include that you or one are married or having an affair, you're working together, your friends, your family don't approve or think the person is good for you, and the list can go on and on and on. When you are in a secret relationship, it is complicated. I'm asking a new caller. I don't know if you want me to say your name, so I'll let you say your name if you want to. But what do you think about these secret relationships?
Very intriguing. So what do I think in respect to them working,
being
not working? I guess it depends.
Because a lot of times we keep things a secret, it becomes complicated because you can't tell nobody your secret. You might want to share with people, you met somebody, you're with somebody, but if you're keeping it a secret, that complicates things.
Absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
And those are things, I don't want to be nobody's secret. You know, it's like, well, I got to be a secret.
Absolutely.
The next one is interesting, too, because they talk about long-distance relationships. Now, I've got pros and cons when it comes to long-distance relationship, but now, long-distance relationship is one that carries a lot of pain, sometimes patience and frustrations along with it. This relationship is fully sustainable if you live close enough to drive to one another. But I think with the long-distance relationship, it also depends on how you respect yourself. I always tell people you got to respect yourself, respect the other person, and respect your relationship. Because I think long-distance relationships can work if you're willing to work it. What do you two ladies think about a long-distance relationship? Do you think that could be complicated?
Okay.
Anyone of you want to
on that? I will speak on that because I actually was in a long-distance relationship. And I also will speak on, you said, being a relationship being a secret from the perspective that I see it. So as far as being a secret, of course, I would never want to be anybody's secret. But I think sometimes what happens in that respect is that it's not intentionally kept a secret. I think sometimes the two individuals in a relationship are trying to see before you start putting out there that this is my mate, this is going to be my significant other, this is my boyfriend, girlfriend, however, I don't like to use those terms because at this age, at 45, I'm not any longer in the boyfriend game. I'm looking for a long-term permanent mate as far as husband. So I think sometimes what happens is it's not intentionally that you are trying to make one another a secret. I think you're just trying to feel out the relationship initially before you start broadcasting publicly that this is the individual that I am in a relationship with. So I look at it from that perspective. However, once we have mutually decided that we are going to be in an intimate relationship and this is someone that I'm ready to introduce to the world or introduce to my children or my family, then at that point, I feel that we need to come together collectively and say, okay, this is who I've chosen. Now, does that mean it's going to work? Not necessarily permanently, forever. Not necessarily. However, we've been in a relationship long enough and had enough experiences to understand that this is potentially somebody that can be a long-term permanent mate. So I look at it as far as secret, depending on how you define that, as that. So it's not necessarily trying to keep a secret. I think it's just trying to keep people out of, third parties out of your relationship at that moment until you decide that this is what you want as far as the relationship is concerned.
Correct.
I agree.
And you know,
it's
interesting to say that because a lot of times when you have female friends, you know, you got to be careful with who you bring around your other females, especially. They always talk about if you marry, you have to be careful with hanging out with single people because sometimes your single friends may not want you to be in a relationship because they don't have one. And, you know, you got to be careful what you share. Now, I wanted to play devil's advocate because Steve Harvey, in regards to what you were saying, had this 90-day rule, you know, don't sleep with the person, don't bring the person around your kids, because you don't want to confuse people, even in confusing your relatives. Because a lot of times, even your relatives get confused and be like, okay, well, who is this person? You were just with that person. And you don't want to complicate that in regard to having people look at you differently, especially your children, especially if they see a whole bunch of people, like, it's like the little saying, are you my daddy? Are you my mama? And then they start treating people accordingly. Now, when we start talking about complicated relationships and how to handle them, the truth is that relationships, as we know, can be quite tricky. And not only complicated ones, but also all relationships. And that is why people spend so much time trying to either figure out whether or not they have something either worth nourishing. I think it was one of my old pastors, he used to say that a person got to be teachable and coachable. You know, because relationships are going to have its ups and downs. You're going to have your, it's okay to disagree, but it's not okay to disrespect. And a lot of times people say, well, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. And that's another area where it can become complicated, especially when individuals have been in long-term relationships or they get too comfortable in their relationships. Now, as a licensed therapist, I find that one of the biggest areas that most individuals struggle with is communication. And part of the communication is either they stop talking, they don't talk, or they don't know how to talk to one another. Another area that I find in regards to relationships, it becomes the intimacy. A lot of individuals confuse sex with intimacy. A lot of times individuals have difficulties with their emotions. Sometimes individuals, we go through things. We go through transitions. We go through the loss of parents. We go through childbirth. We go through a lot of changes. And sometimes individuals, I always talk about emotional maturity. A lot of individuals cannot handle that. Now, with the two of you on the phone, I believe we got like 30, 40, and then I'm in my 50s. But when you're talking about teenagers and teens that are dating, I always tell teenagers that when you're talking about a relationship, it's not only physical, it's also psychological. Many individuals don't understand that. What do you ladies think about that in regards to even with teen dating? I don't know if either you have any teenage daughters or teenage sons, but what would you tell them in regards to how to avoid being in a complicated relationship?
Automatically, I have an 18-year-old son. He just turned 18, as a matter of fact, on February 2nd. And we've been talking about relationships ever since he began his teenage years, about 12 to 13 years of age. A lot of times they're not understanding their own body, and he knows that until you begin to understand your own body, son, you cannot bring another person in because you're still trying to get to know you. I understand that you may have an attraction, but, sweetie, until you understand fully what's going on with you, your hormones, and your mental status, don't put labels on anything at this age. Right now you're young. You know, you have a whole life ahead of you. And even as an adult, psychologically, a relationship is hell. So it can be and it cannot be. It depends on the persons that are involved. So with that being said, as an adult, definitely as a teenager, with regards of him being, you know, still going through his stages of still trying to feel himself out, he's the type of person where he understands now. And he's like, Mama, I truly get it. I understand about not placing labels on things because girls, they mature faster, and they tend to have a different view on so-called, quote-unquote, a relationship at teenage years. They feel like for the rest of their life they can be in this relationship, you know, so... he has grasped the concept of not placing labels as of yet, because that's not something you want to do. I told him, have your friends, but don't place a relationship on anything just as of yet, not as regards to being a girlfriend or, you know, having a significant other at this age. Right now you want to just make sure that you okay right now, because if you can't take care of self, you definitely cannot, you know, be there for another person.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's interesting you said that, because, like I said, when my son was 18, I found out I was a grandmother. And I didn't even know my son was even having sex, because he acted like he was scared of girls at first. And part of it was because I believe my mother put a lot of pressure on him. And she put a lot of pressure on him because she knew how her brothers were. And it really destroyed him, because he was not ready to be a father. He didn't even know how to be a boyfriend. And my daughter was a little different, so I really didn't have a lot of those challenges with people with her, because she said she was so busy watching me and the crazy, silly stuff I was doing. And me, my thing was, if you like me and I ain't doing nothing, okay, well, I guess I will. Or if you bait me with some food, I'm like, okay, I'll be your girlfriend. Just take me to McDonald's. You know, I was a sellout for some food, but I didn't want to have sex.
Okay,
I'll be your friend to eat. And that was one of my biggest issues. But when we start talking about just the complication, a lot of times individuals feel stuck. I want to throw this out there, too, because in we talking about the difference between a teenager, a young adult, an adult, a senior citizen. I know when my board member passed away, I learned that he had been married for 60 years, and I was like, wow, you know. And I do need to follow up with his wife just to make sure that she's okay, because being together with someone for 60 years, that's a long, long time. I'm quite sure they had the ups, the downs, but whatever it was, they made it work. I think he shared one time they broke up maybe one time, and he used to always have me laughing, talking about how when he left home, he left only with his chessboards. But when he left, when he went back, he never left again. Another thing that complicates relationship is money. A lot of times people fight over finances. Now, believe it or not, all couples have money problems sooner or later. And in order to make sure that you'll get past them, you have to make sure that you are honest about your financial situation. A lot of times people go into situations lying about their finances. And now, if you know the person ain't got no money, okay, you know it. But when people start lying about their finances, or it becomes one-sided, or you enter into a relationship because you want somebody to take care of you, what do you ladies think about that in regards to money complicating a relationship?
Money definitely plays a role in a relationship. As far as being complicated, the reason I can honestly say that is because when you have two people and you only have one that's striving for something, and of course, even though they say you unite as one, it doesn't mean that you're not still two individuals with two separate sets of dreams and two separate sets of goals that you come and join together with one another with. You always have your own financial goals set for self, and then you want to join in with that significant other and make sure that you both have kind of the same pathway of wanting those things. And that way you kind of understand each other and their needs and their wants. First off, if your needs are not met by yourself, then you can't meet somebody else's needs. That's first.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have self together, ain't no need of you looking for somebody else to help mm-hmm. get you together. You have to get self together first. So if you, for yourself, do not understand what your priorities are before you involve someone else, you're already jacked up. You need to get that together first. Then
you understand what our priorities are. My grandmother used to always say there's no romance without no finance, you know. But by the same token, the whole relationship shouldn't be about money, you know, because back in the 80s, we had people talking about being gold diggers. We had people talking about, you know, can you pay my bills and all this other mess. But by the same token, striving for a common goal, money shouldn't be an issue, because you could be broke and still be happy, and you could be rich and be miserable. But we need to also make sure that if that is part of what's complicating your relationship, you need to talk to somebody. You need to see how people, you got to understand people's spending habits. You got to know what their attitude is like when they don't have money, and what their attitude will be like when they do have money. Because sometimes you can start off poor and then find out, you know, later on things could happen. But you can educate yourself, you can get a job, you can start making money, and then that can also become a problem. I want to throw something else here. What if there's a third person in your relationship? Now, that can also be complicated. The third person could be a friend. The third person could be a family member. The third person could be someone that the person is having an affair with. Now, we've learned that that can also make things complicated. Any one of you want to speak on that? That if there's a third person in your relationship?
I don't want no part of that.
Well, you know what, I didn't
want no part.
Third person. I'm with the other young lady. I'm not quite sure her name, but I will remove myself from any third party relationship.
Because
I always, my philosophy for me is it's only one queen and one king in every castle. And I will be the one queen, and my mate will be the one king, and everybody else will be will have to go if they're trying to take those positions and those roles. So it's not enough. Mm. It's not enough. So
there ain't room for no third, babe. I'm sorry.
It's not. Mm-mm. No,
ain't
not
no room,
enough room,
babe. Ain't no room.
You know what? I have another caller calling in. Let me see who I think it is. I think so.
It is.
Hi,
right,
yeah. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Precious Predicaments. How are you doing? Hello.
Hello.
Okay, you called in. So I guess you're going to be the only man on the phone saying devil's advocate with us.
I know, relationship. How are you?
I'm doing well, but you know what? I don't know if you are in a large area, but I can hear like a hollow sound. Now, we're talking about Okay, that's much better. We're talking about understanding complicated relationships because a lot of us say we want to be in healthy relationships, but yet a lot of times we find ourselves in relationships sometimes with unhealthy people. I kind of threw in the what if there's a third person in your relationship, and it's interesting that, and I threw that out there because me being a therapist, I found that it's interesting that when a man is with a woman and a woman bring another woman into the relationship, the man don't have a problem with that. But if the man brings another man, then it's a problem. And then sometimes with women, we as women, we need to do better because we'll sit there knowing that this man got multiple partners, but we'll still act like that's okay. That's not okay.
That will complicate
things to too many people. You know, and if
that
you can't afford
women,
one,
my baby, call no nothing about it.
What you say? I'd be like, look, I leave you alone. I used to tell people
that.
That
must be smaller than women. You talking about girl? Because I don't know nothing about that one, baby. I don't play them games. Shouted, I'm so sorry, governor. I can't put on no orange jumpsuit, girl. I'm gonna kill somebody. Hey, Russian roulette with my stuff, baby. No.
Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question, sir. I don't know if you want us to put your name out there. I just call you WL, okay?
Okay.
Ms. WL, what are some of the things that you find that can complicate a relationship from a male's perspective as we talk about understanding complicated relationships?
First and foremost, lack of communication.
Okay.
I mean, I think everything stems from that. Then,
know,
like it breaks off into streams of everything after that. It's the river, and it breaks off the streams, you know, of doubt, misunderstandings, assuming without communicating, and making judgments without communicating with that person, going on how you feel, and it just spawns off into worse scenarios.
And you know what? It's interesting you said that because we talk about feelings. A lot of times people get caught up in their feelings, and men and women communicate differently. And you know, I've had situations where, and I know, and also I think what complicates in the relationship sometimes too is people's perception of the other person, especially if one has an education and the other one don't, or one comes from one upbringing and another one don't, or one is of one ethnicity and another one isn't. A lot of times, if we learn to communicate and learn how to become, we talk about communication, and not only that, learning different people's personalities, because your personality style, your communication style all kind of go hand in hand, and you learn how to work together and not against one another, sometimes things don't always be that complicated. You may not understand. Well, understand you asked a question, but I know, and I'm going to speak for myself. I run into situations where I'll talk to a person, and I'll say one thing, and they will turn it around and twist it, and it don't even be what the heck I just said. And I get so frustrated.
Because
I don't even want to talk no more. I'll be like, you know what? I did not just say that. Or they will assume something. From a male perspective, what do you think about that?
And some people, they're easily threatened. Psychologically, they're probably threatened indirectly. When you ask, you're not even asking them anything to put them on the spot. You're just having a general conversation about something, and you're not referring to their personal life or what have you. But they may, just listening to you, they may say, well, she sounds smart, so I have to come back with something this way. It can be just as simple as that. You know, they can feel, people can feel challenged on the most minute things.
But why does one insecurity got to become your problem? Because that gets on my nerves.
It'll become your problem. I know what you mean in the aspect of becoming your problem, but it's a time when you just, if you notice it in probability, I believe you should step back and then try to redirect it, and you got to ease it out of them. Because if you ask them, they may not be willingly say, oh, well, I felt that you sound this way. By crediting you, it, by the same time making themselves, putting themselves down. People are people. You know, you never know.
Correct. A lot of times, too, we also have to remember that everybody have their feelings, everybody have emotions. But like I said earlier, and I was talking about emotional maturity, and when we are mature and don't take things personal, because everything may not be about you or it may not be directed at you. Now, I have found some information, and I'm trying to gather the information where I got it from, and it talked about different types of personality types and understanding difficult personalities, because if you are dealing with an individual that have a difficult personality, sometimes it seems like you're beating your head up against the wall when you're dealing with these type of individuals, especially in a relationship. And I want to throw these out there. One of them is the histrionic personality type. Now, contrary to what other people think of difficult personalities, this person is really very likable and often the life of the party. Sometimes they can leave what's called an incredible impression on others and even on you, and they could be drawn in by the dramatic way in which they either approach well or, you know, they seem very well together, but they tend to have shallow relationships and fleeting emotions. So while you believe them and believe that everything that they may have said, the problem is when you enter into a relationship with an individual with what's called a histrionic personality type, what happens is they can lose attention quickly. And one of the main issues with this type of personality is a person can become very dependent. They are dependent on attention and excitement, and they have difficulties feeling adequate if they're not performing. So one of the best ways a lot of times individuals do is try to protect themselves for the avalanche. But the problem is when you're dealing with a person with a histrionic personality type, what are some of the ways, or have any of you ever had that type of experience where the person is the life of the party, you seem like they're a great person, but you got all these things that's going on that you feel complicate the relationship? Anybody want to speak on that one?
Mm-mm, honey, you see them and you run, girl.
You can repeat that last part. Would you, you know, they're the life of the party. I'm trying to get definition on this. I forgot how you
They're the life of the party. They complicate your relationship because now our relationship is complicated because you always want attention. You always. I remember I had a friend. He used to tell me that
so
I
it's
was
an imbalance. So it sounds like it's an imbalance issue. Right?
What about the narcissistic personality type? Now, with the narcissistic personality type, wow, this might be one of the most widely known personality individuals that are understood.
Literature?
With a person that is narcissistic, they're kind of grandiose. It's all about them. They have a sense of entitlement. And they sometimes may go out of their way, not really making their needs known, but they can be quite selfish. What about when you're dealing with a person that's narcissistic? Because we find that a lot of times that can be or make for a complicated relationship when you're dealing with a person that's narcissistic.
You just don't deal with it.
You know what? You just don't deal with it. Everything for your answer gonna be like, I ain't got time for this, huh?
But you know what though? Let me tell you though, seriously, I am 38 years old, and let me tell you, I'm the type of person. I'm a very loving person. I'm the extrovert. I am. I tend to go for the person that's more of the introvert because we balance each other well. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All the other extra stuff, you can't be as extra as me. That's first off. You can't be wrong. No, kill that because we got to balance each other out. I mean, that's just me because I know my personality. I'm very outspoken. I love meeting people. Whereas the guy that I'm dating now, he's more reserved. He likes to reserve others. But we mesh so well together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I like being able to have a balance there. And that's how come I run away and flee from the narcissism and the, what was the other one, the HDS syndrome.
The
yeah, I ain't got time. There you go. I don't have time to do it. I've been through that.
The dependent personality type. Now, we know that with the histrionic type, they demand your attention, but the dependent personality types depend upon the sense of security and closeness you give them, meaning they become very dependent upon you. They may be meek. They may be the type of person that like being in the background. They can be clingy, but sometimes they can't seem to do anything on their own. Can that be a problem in a relationship where they just seem like they just always got to be up under you and just be just too dependent? What do you think about
that?
No, that
sounds like a man, and that's like a woman. That sounds like a perfect relationship.
But it got to have
some
balance.
Yeah, because I'm clingy at times. It's some balance,
huh?
Though. It's got to have some balance. You can't be like that. I have my clingy moments. I do.
Right.
I love my man, honey. Hell yeah, you damn right I'm going to be clingy. Because if I ain't clingy, somebody else going to cling to him because he a good
one.
You damn right I'm going to be right there.
That's right. Yeah. And the Bible says as a man, he still has that child nature. He don't lose
mm-hmm.
that. That's part of him being that man. So what you described, you know, what you just said, you know, that's why I said that's a perfect relationship.
And that's where that nurturing part comes in. I agree with you on that, WL, because that's where that nurturing part of us comes from. Because even as a woman, even in relationships, we still need the father in our spouses. Even as young girls, even as older women, we still need that fathering figure. That's how come we look to our husbands.
Right.
Look to our husbands and say, you know, how do you feel about this, honey? Or how would you like for us to go about this, sweetheart? It's the same way we did with our daddies. We would go to our daddy and be like, well, daddy, I have a question about this, or I'm thinking about this. What do you think? And it's the same way we are with our spouses. So, yes, that nurturing spirit, that nurturing nature that we are to have as a spouse, that's what it is. That's that maternal part that, of course, those males need. And it's the same thing with that nurturing father figure that we still look for as older women, even as young women. That's how come women don't understand, honey, how much they need their daddies. Lord, I really need my daddy, Jesus, and he gone.
Okay. So I want to piggyback on that as well. I kind of had to get off for a minute, but I just came back on that part, on the end of it. So I think Jeanette was talking about being clingy. So I think it's important to find your right mate in that fit because, however, what you, both of you guys are saying, WL and I'm sorry, young, I'm not sure. What's your name? The other lady on the call?
It's Priscilla, girl. It's Priscilla, girl.
Okay. But however, the key to that is finding that particular mate that has the same needs because some people are okay with not having the clinginess and they need more of their space. And others,
right.
So there are some men who really like that attachment and there are some men who really need their space and women as
right.
well, likewise. So the key in the success in the relationship is that you find that mate who has very similar needs because here is,
right.
and I'm talking from experience on a 20-year, very successful, wonderful relationship. When you are committed to that relationship and the relationship is very selfless and not selfish. I missed the whole narcissistic part, but I'm very well educated in what a narcissist is. So when you are able to totally meet the needs of your mate, and he and or she reciprocates that. There's never
right.
any unmet need, which helps the relationship
right.
to be solid. And so that's why it's important to find, if you are a clingy person and you need that constant, consistent attention, it's important for you to find a mate who likewise doesn't mind that and also needs that same attention.
Right. And you know what? And I like it's probably got a lot of background noise going on. It sounds real scratchy. So
I don't know what that is.
Can,
I hear it.
Yeah, we can mute that. Because we have 9 minutes left on the show. And I want to thank you guys for calling in and helping with the show. Because one of the things is we want people to be able to find ways of dealing with complications. First, identifying what type of relationship you're in. Also, mm-hmm. understanding, because we know that no relationship is perfect. And if you see your relationship turning, you know, I like that song when it says, sit yourself down, boy, and talk to me, and girl, and tell me what's on your mind. Because a lot of times we don't know how to go back to the basics. We don't know how to go back to the drawing board. And people do change. And sometimes individuals may not know how to say what they mean what they say. A lot of times individuals don't know how to go about getting their needs met. So one of the things is, like I said, first find out why your relationship is complicated. Also know what kind of relationship you're in. Learn to see the problem in clear light. So the first step is solving any relationship issue is you got to be able to first identify if there's a problem or if the person come to you and say, I need to talk to you about something. Don't become so defensive. Because one of the personality
right.
types that we didn't talk about was the depressive personality type, because that can also complicate things too. When the person is always a Debbie Downer or don't want to talk or always depressed, that can be a problem, especially when you are, like you guys were talking about, being an extroverted person. Now, because of the time, we have 8 minutes left on the show. We talked about some of the reasons why or for the complicated relationship, meaning it could be a lot of different reasons. Sometimes people fall out of love. Sometimes people fall in love with someone else. They could have had a fight. It could be a remark or something that was said. It could be an affair. It could be a thing where individuals may felt that they were using the other person. So if you're on the receiving end of a complicated relationship, don't try to solve the complication sometimes just yet. Sometimes, like I said, you can sit down and think about it, find out if it's you. Because I always tell individuals that you only person can make you happy is yourself. And if you're not happy, don't depend on nobody else to make you happy. But also speak to your partner. The easiest way to solve any complicated relationship is by talking about it with your partner first. You may find it easier to live in denial and avoid confronting the issue. But if you have to talk to your partner at the cost of losing or ending it altogether, do it. Talk to your partner. Because don't let these things play around in your head, because it could turn around into something else. Another thing, complicated relationships don't just, it says complicated relationships that just can't work. If you find yourself in a relationship where your partner constantly cheats on you or tells you that they don't want to be with you anymore but come back into your arms every now and then, or if your partner ignores you, it's a definite sign that your relationship is headed nowhere. Your partner may be just trying to look for somewhere else to go, or they could be using you until they find someone else, or they could be in too much of a coward to break up with you. So one of the things is, if you see these things, don't ignore that. And also understand, are you ready for a fresh start? Meaning, if you're in a complicated relationship, we have choices. Now, I'm going to give each of you a couple of minutes to share what you want to tell the listeners. Crystal, what advice do you want to give the listeners if they're in a complicated relationship? What do you want them to know?
My whole thing is, what happened to being friends first? What happened to laying out that foundation before you build that house? That's the main thing. If you can't be friends with that person and you can't tell that person any and everything, whether it's the biggest thing that will bother them or the smallest thing, and y'all can't talk to each other that way and in that manner, like that's your bestie, because your bestie don't go anywhere. No matter what you do, no matter how you act, no matter what goes on, your bestie sticks right there. If y'all can't be best friends and you cannot communicate, you might as well kick rocks.
Okay. All right, next, T, what show, what would you like the listeners to know in regards to understanding complicated relationship? What advice would you like to give them or a sense of understanding?
Well, it's a little complicated, actually, what I'm getting ready to say. But it can seem, it can seem or appear to be complicated. However, it's not, because the individuals in the relationship are making it a lot more complicated than it needs to be. Why? Because the fear. So the fear of never dealing with the issues of the past. So sometimes you may know early on in a relationship that that is who has been ordained for you to be with you, because there's so many confirmations over and over and over again. However, so sometimes you have to be a little patient, what may seem to be, according to the world's definition, complicated. However, if you look at it from a spiritual perspective, then it may not necessarily be as complicated as it may look to the world. So we got to be careful with ending. Go ahead.
I got to say something about this, because when we talk about that, sometimes we don't understand if it's God or if it's our flesh. Sometimes we may think that this person was for us or God sent, and then we start seeing the red flags and we ignore the red flags. And people can come into your life either as a lesson or an experience, meaning what did you learn from it? You can't fix people. Now, we all have baggages.
That's right.
We all have drama. We all have experienced something from our past. But you don't have to make your past or let your past be your present and go into your future. Now, sometimes only God can change people. But part of the issue that I believe is individuals become so defensive and they think you're always pointing a finger at them or their old childhood or their old relationships start coming up. And you have to realize that. And sometimes you pay for what other people have done, and that's not fair. Individuals, where I'm at in my life now, I ain't got time for that kind of drama. I really don't.
Absolutely.
Nobody is perfect, but I can't just settle. And sometimes you wonder, if that is God? Okay, now I'm going to ask you, WL, because you're the only man on the show.
But real quick, and let me finish that, though, Jeanette, real quick. But however, with that being said, it depends on how you're defining relationship, because what ends up happening is, it was ordained to be a relationship, but not necessarily an intimacy. So that's why I said we got to be careful with ending all, because it may not have meant to be a union till death do us part. However, it was a relationship brought together for a different purpose and understanding.
Like they say, there's a reason in the season. Okay,
absolutely.
What you got? We got 2 minutes left on the show. What's your input in regards to this? What would you want the listeners to know in regards to understanding complicated relationships? Where you go? I guess you don't want to say nothing.
Communication.
Okay, you said communication, so learning how to communicate. Okay, now, even with communicating, now remember, we ain't got to accept all the BS that come along with communication. So we can communicate, we can talk, we can listen, but we also have to come to compromise. Some type of agreement.
But being equally yoked, also in some sense, having some foundation of belief, in God, being, bottom line, if you're a believer or not. If you're not a believer, you're subject to whatever. That's what either
got you.
You have a
and you know what? And this is the thing, because we got believers listening, we got non-believers listening. We got individuals from either different denominations, and a lot of times we talk about equal and unequal. Yoke, a lot of times that's very complicated, because a lot of people don't believe that. They may think that just because you was born and raised in the same city, the same neighborhood, that you may still have the same morals, values, and beliefs, and that's not always true. Because people change, people can mature, people can grow out of a relationship, but what I like what Paula White said, I like a relationship that can be healthy mentally, spiritually, and physically, where I can grow, you can grow, we can grow. And a lot of times we run into those challenges. Now, I want to thank the listeners for joining me here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I also want to thank my guests for having enough courage to talk about this topic, because it is very complicated, and a lot of times it's kind of disclosing things. But people need to hear that, because like they say, what makes you make you stronger. So today's topic is, like I said, understanding complicated relationships. Next week, I want to be talking about people-pleasing behaviors. Now, I'm going to be going on the air a little later than 12, but I will let you guys know. So, again, until next week, remember, you got this. Thank you guys for joining me. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.